You know I'm a big fan of enjoying life while still being smart financially. That's why I love ButcherBox. I can get a variety of high-quality meat, seafood, chicken, and pork at an amazing value, all with exclusive member deals delivered to my door with free shipping always. One thing I just never wanted to cut out of my spending plan is eating good food. And with ButcherBox, I don't have to, and neither do you. Where else can you get free protein for a whole year? Yes, you heard that right. One of my favorite go-to dinners is a salmon bowl. I'm not even a huge salmon lover, but ButcherBox's wild-caught salmon is oh so good. I make a nice little marinade, saute some veggies, cook the salmon, and throw in some Weiss. And it is an amazing dinner. If you want to take less trips to the grocery store and always have prepared meat in the freezer for a lot less money, you need ButcherBox in your life. Sign up at butcherbox.com/ETM and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/ETM. When it comes to financial advice, you gotta trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Hey, I'm Shauna Comptegame. This is Millennial Money, and today I'm talking why the Equifax hack should get your attention.
Millennial Money with Shauna Comptegame. It will expand your brain.
All right, so I told you this week was a doozy week with all that is going on in the world. It just seems like it's only getting crazier and crazier. And in case you've been living under a rock, there is a recent hack, I guess I should call, breach. They're calling it a breach. I like the word hack, that has come out against Equifax. Equifax is one of the three main credit bureaus that reports all of your credit scores. And they just let us know that, you know, potentially somewhere around 143 million people and maybe more are almost certain to have some sort of identity theft. And that is a very, very, very large number of people. And, you know, the problem these days is that you can't run and hide from identity theft. You know, a lot of people are always like, oh, I don't want to use that app that then, you know, links to my bank account because, you know, that's exposure. Or, you know, I don't want to get mobile statements or digital statements, I should say, from my bank account or my credit card, you know, because that leads to exposure. And I'm just here to actually burst your little bubble and to let you know that there's just no place where we're safe. I mean, Equifax is one of the three. There is only three. It is one of the three credit bureaus, and it has had a hack. So, you know, the IRS has had hacks, right? The government has had hacks. Even Target. We all love Target. I mean, what do we have against Target anyway, right? They have had hacks. And the problem is that you just don't know when or if, I should say when, because I think it's really, unfortunately, a matter of time before all of us have some sort of exposure to a breach or a hack or whatever we want to call it, you know, in whichever way. And I think you know, there's a lot of complacency out there about this sort of thing. And I'm even guilty of it myself at times. I sometimes forget to check, you know, my app that does my crediting monitoring for me. Sometimes I just get busy with life and I forget to check. And then something like this comes up and I'm like, oh yeah, I better get on that again, right? But it really is something that you need to put in your weekly, if not monthly, I'm getting all tongue twisted here. Something you should put in your weekly, if not monthly, money practice. That is a tongue twister there. Along with the things like, you know, saving for an emergency fund and budgeting and putting money in your 401k and, you know, paying down debt, all of those normal money things that we think about, checking your credit should be one of those things for this reason, because I just think it's only going to get worse. I really don't think this is something that's going to get better. And the problem is that a lot of times if there's a hack, breach, again, whatever we're calling it, you know, the breachers, right? The bad guys, they could have your credit information for years before they decide to act on anything. So it's not like, oh, you know, let me check if I'm exposed in this Equifax fraud. Oh, I'm not. Okay, I can just go on with my merry life. Like, it just doesn't work that way anymore. You know, we have to be on top of it. But the good side of that is there's so many ways now that we can stay on top of our credit, where even just a few years ago, we didn't have these. You know, there's so many apps. We're going to have on this podcast, senior industry analyst Matt Scholes from creditcards.com. He's going to weigh in on some, you know, industry advice on this Equifax hack. And, you know, creditcards.com, they offer great free systems that you can use to stay on top of your credit score. There's Credit Karma, there's Credit Sesame. There are so many different ways to stay on top of your credit. Now, staying on top of your credit does not mean that you're not going to get hacked or breached. It does not mean that in any way, shape, or form. What it does mean, though, is that, you know, you're doing the very best that you can to stay on top of this stuff and to catch something if you notice something start to happen with your credit score. I've told you so many stories on this podcast, so many stories of people I've worked with who just had no idea that you know, people had gone out and bought things with their credit score. You know, I think the worst offense that I ever saw was somebody had gone out, a bad guy had gone out, used someone's credit score, used someone's social security number, sorry, and had actually bought a house, a actual house that you live in, and they had no idea until they went out to try to buy a house themselves and realized, wow, we've already bought a house we don't even know exists. And it was a pain in the butt to try and get that removed from their credit report, to try and prove that that wasn't their house. And it had been going on for over a year. And so, you know, I think that's obviously an extreme example, but a lot of times we're like, how in the world could that even happen without us knowing? But it can, because if you think about it, if you're not out, you know, buying a new car or buying a house or applying for new credit, you know, your credit score is just kind of this thing, you know, that's, you know, for lack of a better term, in the closet, right? It's, you tuck it away. You don't need to look at it because you don't need to use it. But then when you want to bring your credit score out of the closet to use it to buy things, that's when a lot of times, you know, it comes up that, wow, I didn't even know this existed. Or, you know, that's why I'm a big fan of always telling you to check your credit card statements, even if you get them digital. I know it's like extra time in your day and you're busy and all that. I get it, because I'm in the same place you are, right? But a lot of times you can spot things on there like, oh, wow, you know, this is not my charge. Like I told you many times, every time I travel to Europe, somebody uses our credit card. It is without fail happens every single time. And we use every single safety precaution and it still happens. So, you know, you have to stay on top of this stuff because it is actually a big deal. It does actually matter. And if you can't prove that this is not your charge, you're a lot of times left paying for it. I mean, that's one of the reasons why credit cards, I'm a fan of credit cards, because if you use them right, they're kind of a good line of defense for you. So there was this article out from Inc. magazine, and I just thought this was so amazing, talking about the Equifax. And the title of the article is "How Stupid Does Equifax Think We Are?" The answer, really stupid. And it is just brilliant. It talks about 8 reasons why Equifax is doing some horrible and predatory things right now in the midst of their hack. And there's just a few of these that I have to tell you about. So Equifax is offering a free year of credit score monitoring that anyone that may have been compromised, may, and I use that word in quotes because we don't know a lot of times if you're compromised yet. You may not know now. You may not know in a year. You may not know in 3 years, right? So I'm going to have a link in the show notes where you can click on over to the Equifax site and you can find out if you may have been compromised. So I highly suggest that you do that regardless, just to find that out, right? So they're offering a free year of credit score monitoring. All right. That's nice, but is that a big of a deal? I don't think so, because there's a lot of other places where we can always have kind of free credit score monitoring. So I'm kind of calling them on that, right? And I'm so like an up in arms about this. This is just crazy to me. One of the things is Equifax gathers information without consent, right? If you sign the contract for the free service, this free year service, you're then bound by the contract terms, which would prevent you from suing Equifax if indeed your identity is stolen. So a lot of people don't know this, but you know, if your identity is stolen, you can actually file an FTC identity theft complaint, and you can use that complaint to file a police report that then you can then file legal actions if you want to go that far. Again, I will have all these links that I'm talking about in the show notes, so be sure to go over there if this is you or if you want more information about this. So what they're doing is saying like, hey, if you opt into our free credit score monitoring, you have to sign a contract, and the contract in the very, very tiny print says, and you cannot sue us. Very, very smart of them, right? Because how many people are probably going to do that? A lot of people, right? But you don't need their free service. There are, again, Credit Karma, Credit Sesame, creditcards.com. All of them have great free services you can use. In those moments when money is just not moving as fast as your dreams, Earnin provides the financial momentum you need to keep moving forward. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then you access up to $100 a day as you work, and you can leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I honestly would use Earnin in lots of different ways, but what's on my mind recently is I need a night out. I need some good tacos to sip on a few virgin margaritas and celebrate you all helping this podcast earn 26 million downloads. Make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, when I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. Gives me a lot of peace of mind. Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in Talkin' Money under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. Talkin' Money under podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank & Trust, member FDIC. Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical? If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated, all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more.
You can create custom budgets, track progress towards your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications, and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. That's monarchmoney.com/ETM for your extended 30-day free trial. Okay, listen, like many of you out there, I love Notion, our sponsor today. And I honestly use it every day for my notes and journaling. I also track our family expenses, and I manage all of our household to-dos. Notion has been such a lifesaver in helping me get a lot more organized, because that's not one of my strengths, without stressing me out. Notion is a place where any team can write, plan, organize, and rediscover the joy of play. It's a workspace designed not just for making progress, but getting inspired. Notion is the AI-powered workspace that can summarize things like meeting notes and automatically generate action items and help you get answers to questions in seconds. It will honestly blow your mind. Notion is for everyone, whether you're a Fortune 500 company, you're a freelancer, you're starting a startup, or you're a student juggling classes and clubs, or you're somebody like myself that just really wants to get organized. Try Notion for free when you go to notion.com/ETM. That's all lowercase letters, notion.com/ETM, and start turning ideas into action. And when you use our link, you are supporting our show, notion.com/ETM. I'm going to be real with you. Identity theft is on the rise, and you do not want to wake up one morning and discover that your bank account has been emptied, or you're overdue on credit cards you never even applied for. We talk about this often on the podcast, but you don't realize how much of your information is available to scammers on the internet and how susceptible you and your family are to identity theft and fraud. I know it's scary, but now you can get your data removed with Delete Me. That's why I personally choose Delete Me. Delete Me is a subscription service that removes your personal information from the largest people search databases on the web, and in the process helps prevent potential ID theft, doxing, and phishing scams. I just started using Delete Me, and I got my regular personalized privacy report, and I was shocked what they found and removed. It was pages of information about me that I did not want online. Here's how it works. You sign up and provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. I cannot tell you how relieved I felt to have Delete Me. And you know, it's also a great service for your parents or grandparents to help protect them from identity theft. Delete Me is not just a one-time service. Delete Me is always working for you, constantly monitoring and removing the personal information you do not want on the internet. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special price for my listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use promo code ETM at checkout. The only way you get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and enter code ETM at checkout. joindeleteme.com/ETM. Go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use code ETM for 20% off. Another thing is credit card monitoring. It's not going to protect you like we've talked about, right? Monitoring systems, they only warn you about these events. Identity theft is a whole other ball of wax, right? And with the level of data that Equifax exposed,
These bad guys can literally clear out a bank account. It's very easy for them to do this. It's just why they do this stuff, right? Here's another interesting little tidbit. I thought you'd like this. All right. One of the 8 reasons here in this Inc. article. Why would you trust these bozos anyway? That's the question they're posing, right? So according to a CNN article, 3 Equifax executives sold shares of their credit reporting company worth nearly $2 million shortly after a massive data breach and before the company announced the breach. Ooh, that's bad news. That is like insider trading, right? That is bad, bad news. So these executives were like, man, the you know what is going to hit the fan, and I am cashing out of this thing. And that's what they did. All right, the number 8 reason, I love this one, going along with why would you trust these bozos anyway? So Equifax waited 6 weeks before discovering the breach and warning the public. So they're putting everyone at even bigger risk because there's been a time delay here. And I think that's just, you know, again, I can say this a million times in a million different ways, but it really is as simple as there isn't a lot that you can do to prevent this. What you can do, what is in your control, is checking your credit, being on top of your credit, noticing when something is not right, right? These are things that you can do. Once you have identity theft, you can do other things. You can freeze your credit. And that literally means that you freeze your credit. So you cannot access credit anymore. And no one else supposedly can access credit as well, right? That is definitely a very, very, very extreme thing. But if all else fails and you can't find any other remedy, sometimes freezing credit is the only remedy. Now, you do have to remember to unfreeze credit before you actually need your credit. And there is actually a fee, somewhere around $10 per agency, per credit bureau. And there's 3 of them, remember, to freeze your credit. So it is a fee. It is a hassle. It is a pain in the butt. But it is an option available to you. So I wanted to go to an expert in this hack and talk to him about, you know, what are you advising people? What are you seeing behind the scenes? How can we help people avoid this happening to them? So I had a little time to chat the other day with Matt Scholes, like I said, senior industry analyst from creditcards.com, and he is sharing his tips, which I've echoed a lot, but it's great to hear from somebody else as well. Well, thanks so much for joining me for a few minutes to talk about, you know, the Experian situation, I will say. I've gotten a ton of questions from listeners about this. You know, a lot of listeners were actually worried that this would kind of get buried under Hurricane Irma news. could you explain a little bit, you know, how did this breach happen and who's really at risk?
Well, the short answer is that everybody should consider themselves potentially at risk from this breach because Equifax has information everybody should consider themselves basically at risk because Equifax has so much information on so many people. And this is different from, say, the big Target breach, because unlike Target, you know, Equifax has social security numbers, birth dates, driver's license, practically every piece of identifying data that you can think of.
Wow.
And if that sort of thing gets into bad guys' hands, they can do a lot of damage and convince a lot of people that they are you. So that's what makes this such a scary thing.
So how do you know if your information has gotten in the hands of bad guys? How can you kind of stay on top of that?
Well, the best way to see if you have been compromised is to honestly just keep doing some of the things that you should be doing in the long term, including getting credit reports from all three bureaus and just keeping an eye to see if there are any accounts that you didn't sign up for or anything else weird that that you don't recognize on that report. And also checking your online bank statement and online credit card statement to make sure that there aren't any fraudulent charges or anything strange going on there. And the truth is that we all think nothing of checking Facebook or Instagram 10 times a day, but it seems like asking too much to check our bank websites on a regular basis. Right. And it doesn't take a whole lot of time if you check these things regularly to spot when something is wrong. So it's important to build that into our financial routine and just make checking those statements just part of your regular routine of life going forward.
Do you think it should be something that you do daily, or is once a week appropriate?
Once a week is probably okay. If you want to check it daily, nowadays with technology and apps and all that, they make it so easy to do it on a regular basis. So daily would be great, but even doing it weekly is probably fine. And most people don't do it that often. So if we got everybody checking all of this information on a weekly basis, a lot of people would be better off.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I know I got a lot of questions from listeners about freezing credit. Can you talk at all about freezing credit? Does that work in a situation like this?
Sure. Credit freezing is basically the nuclear option of credit protection, because what that does is it locks down your credit to where nobody can get access to it. And nobody can apply for, or nobody can receive new credit in your name, including you. And in a case like this, where there's a lot of ambiguity and you don't know fully if you're a victim, you don't know what's out there, it can be a good idea to go ahead and set up that credit freeze. But it's important for people to remember a couple of things about that. One, if they are going to apply for credit in the near future, they may want to wait until after they do apply, because it can take a little bit of time to undo the freeze. It might only be 48 hours, but it's probably not the kind of thing where you can undo the freeze in the morning and apply for a new card in the afternoon. And so then the other thing is that you need to do the credit freeze at all three bureaus in order for it to be effective. It doesn't cost a lot of money. It's probably about $10 per bureau, but it's important to do the most effective job that you have to apply the freeze at all three bureaus.
And then how would you know if you did the freeze? How would you know when to unfreeze?
Generally, in terms of knowing when to unfreeze, it's about when you might need credit. So if you're going to apply for a mortgage, a car loan, a credit card, or even if you're going to potentially apply for, you know, a new apartment or a job or even getting a cell phone, they will sometimes check your credit. So if you're going into a circumstance where you expect that somebody might check your credit for whatever reason, it's a good idea to undo that freeze. You just need to give yourself a little time.
Yeah, and I don't know if you know much about this, but I actually had a listener who had his credit frozen, and there was a particular cell phone carrier who apparently was still able to pull his credit, even though it was frozen. Have you heard of any situations like that?
I haven't personally,
okay.
But these things are not foolproof. things slip through the cracks. And really, it's just reason number 10,000 why people need to remember that they are ultimately their best and most important line of defense in these things, because nobody cares as much about your money as you do, and it is up to you to be as diligent as possible and to keep an eye out if something goes wrong, as happened in that case.
That's great. So other than, you know, which is very important, of course, checking your credit, you know, as often as humanly possible, are there any other preventative measures that people can use to stop fraud? Or is this just something that's inevitable and we just got to do our best to stay on top of it?
Well, you can also do things like subscribing to credit monitoring services, getting fraud alerts, that sort of thing. But the truth is, with a lot of those services, a lot of what they do, you can do yourself by checking your credit report, by checking your online statement. Really, the biggest thing that you can do is keep an eye on that credit report. And for example, at creditcards.com, we offer a free credit report through TransUnion that you can keep an eye on through our site or through our Score and Report app. And that lets you see it on a regular basis. So there are some other offerings that you can take advantage of, but it's important for you to understand what you're subscribing to and what you're getting for your money.
Right. So all the things that normally you pay somebody else for, which happens in these situations, you know, people freak out and they start throwing their money at anything. You know, what you're saying is a lot of these things you can just do yourself by just staying on top of this, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You really can do a lot of this stuff yourself. And honestly, there is value and peace of mind to be had by subscribing to these types of services, because we've all got to-do lists that are 100 miles long, and we might not be able to do as good a job or as thorough a job on a regular basis as these services can. So there's value to that, but it is important that you go into these things understanding what you're going to get and what you can do on your own as well.
All right. Well, there you have it. Matt pretty much echoed a lot of what I said. Again, I think it's always good to hear from multiple different people about this. He does this all day long, studies these things all day long. And so his advice is extremely valuable. Do the best you can, you know, get a free credit service, get it on your app, make a habit of checking your credit, be as diligent as humanly possible. And, you know, that's about the best we can do, unfortunately. If you love this podcast, do me a favor, please share it with your friends. And as always, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Shauna Game.